I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane. Today's program, available only on 101.7 WXCY Radio, remembers the invasion of the gypsy moths. If you lived in Kane in the mid-1970s, you remember how quickly and completely this famished invasive species defoliated our local forests. According to Pennsylvania's Bureau of Forestry, the gypsy moth's presence in the United States goes back more than 150 years when a researcher from Massachusetts, Leopold Truvello, imported the worms from Europe in 1869, thinking he could breed the species with a silkworm moth to produce a superior silk-producing hybrid. Truvello unwittingly started a devastating invasion of America's forests. In the early 1900s, Pennsylvania banned or required special permits for the sale of Christmas trees that were grown in the New England states to contain the malevolent moth. According to the Bureau of Forestry, gypsy moths were first documented in Pennsylvania in 1932 in Lackawanna and Luzerne counties. In 1944, Pennsylvania began spraying DDT, and officials reported that the pesticide seemed to be doing the trick in knocking back the moth and preventing its spread. According to the Kane Republican, in 1946, the Commonwealth used a truck-mounted blower capable of spraying a mist of DDT at a wind velocity of 150 to 200 miles an hour, along with hedge-hopping airplanes to wipe out the demon moth. Recognizing the costly threat to tourism that a loss of its storied fall foliage would present, Raymond C. Garvin, secretary manager of the McKean County Motor Club, assured motorists that extensive spraying of DDT would not harm automobile finishes. Tourists must have been relieved by this news. According to the Kane Republican, the State Agriculture Department proclaimed victory in 1951. 19 years and $12 million later, after declaring war with the moth in 1932, Agricultural Secretary Miles Horst said smugly, "The job is completed. There are no more moths or caterpillars in Pennsylvania to defoliate our farm and forest trees and plants." Unfortunately, the reports of the moth's demise were greatly exaggerated. Scientists continued to authorize the use of DDT and tried several other novel approaches to prevent the spread of the moth's impact on our forests. During frequent outbreaks across the state, droppings from gypsy moths sounded like falling rain, and the forest floors were piled deep with tiny leaf bits. Although when hungry, the ravenous caterpillars will eat whatever is on their plate, they prefer oak leaves above all. Over the years, in addition to heavy use of DDT, black callosoma beetles were brought from Europe to feast on the killer worms, and two species of giant superflies have been deployed. Yet the gypsy moth, recently renamed in May 2022 as the sponge moth, still endures today. Perhaps the most notable subscript to the sponge moth story is Pennsylvania native Rachel Carson's book published in 1962. In Silent Spring, she warned of the dangers to all natural systems from the misuse of chemical pesticides such as DDT, and questioned the scope and direction of modern science, pioneering today's environmental movement. Due at least in part to her work, the use of DDT was eventually banned in Pennsylvania in 1973. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your comments and story ideas to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.